Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. If the world were just mine, it would be devoid of excess noise and things and technology, lacking in excess of any kind, except for money. I'll take excess money. It would be neat and clean and organized. It would lack medicine or the need for medicine. It would be a space of complete and utter calm in which spiritual people come and go and learn and grow and have meaningful conversations or quality, quiet time together. But my lovelies, life school requires noise. So as we navigate this space of husbands and children, chaos and noise, the most important thing that we can do is smile and laugh and remember that the utopia we long for is indeed exactly where we came from and where we will return to after graduation. We must accept, embrace, cherish, celebrate the idea that this, my lovelies, is life school, and it is perfect. It is hard sometimes. It is sad sometimes. It can make us angry. It can make us bleed. It can make us afraid, but it can also make us ecstatic and joyful, orgasmic even. Life school is worth it. It's worth the ups and downs, the emotions that we came here to feel. We came to life school on purpose so that we could learn more about who we are. That spiritual perfection, striving to align itself with the human reality, that for now we are people. We are all flawed. None of us is there yet. None of us has it all together. Not yet. Everybody is not together in some place, in some way. The only thing this is not is competition. We're competing with only ourselves to learn as much as we can, to grow as much as we can, to overcome this body and our families and the time, literally the time in history in which we exist. When we embrace this as the most valuable moments possible for the expansion of our consciousness, we can embrace even the most difficult moments. We must train ourselves to focus on the education. What do I learn and how do I grow? That bitch broke my heart. What do I learn and how do I grow? I lost my job. My boss said I'm not good enough. He stole the credit for what I have done. What do I learn and how do I grow? My children are distracted. They cannot focus. They cannot be respectful yet. What do I learn? How do I grow? It's not selfish. It's the whole point. We need to focus on what we came here to achieve. For some, it is very human. It is being a good mother despite never having had one. For some, it is to navigate the human world while staying as connected to the universe as possible. Perhaps it is to do healing work, or perhaps it is to be a quote unquote normal person in a normal job in a normal place that just holds a vibration that is higher than most people get exposed to, so that maybe, just maybe, they'll be able to crack through and realize that they're in life school too. Our friends, our siblings, our parents, our spouses, our children, everyone and everything we encounter, this is part of our curriculum. We need to embrace it. We need to recognize all of the things. And the rate of change is going to be different for each and every one of us. The rate of change will be different. It is personal. Some people will hear the right thing and it will click and they will change right then, right there, and continue to change beat after beat after beat. Others will struggle with the same small change. It will hit them again and again. They will continue to take the same class again and again. Maybe you know them. Maybe it's you. My only question is, are you doing the best you can do? If you are, that is good enough. If you're tired of taking the same class again and again, make sure you recognize it. Recognize the pattern. Recognize the cycle. Recognize that you're sitting through the same class again and again. Maybe there are different students. Maybe there's a different teacher, but it's the same damn thing. Recognize that and decide to overcome it. Tell yourself, your higher self, the God of you, everything around you, the universe around you. I have taken this class before. Let me out. I want to graduate. And then do what you're told you need to get that certificate. Do you need to be more confident? Do you need to be more teachable? Do you need to say you're sorry? Do you need to walk away? Do you need to burn a bridge? What do you need to do? All too often, it's just that we need to accept our worthiness to break a cycle and move forward. To notice it's about to happen again. To say, I've already done that. I'm not going to do it again. I've walked through this labyrinth and today I choose to throw the walls to the ground. We have the ability to see past the limitations, past the walls, to move deeper and higher all at the same time. People talk a lot about this thing called a glass ceiling. There is such thing as a glass ceiling, often in work especially. There's nowhere upward to grow. Often, those of us on a spiritual path will have sort of the opposite, what I call a glass floor. A place where they choose to go no deeper. To learn nothing else. To not look within, not follow the thread down to what is truly causing my dis-ease. What do I really need to learn? What do I really need to let go? Does this sound like you? If so, shatter the glass floor. Do not be afraid that you'll go too deep. Yeah, you might open a can of worms, so what? Look at the worms. Feed them to the fish. Allow yourself to see what has made you think the way that you think and behave the way that you behave. Don't just not like your reaction. Dissect it. Don't just slay the dragon. Dissect him and find out what he's been feeding on. Allow yourself to let go. To grow, to complete the course, to take what you have learned and what you have let go of, and then to burn the book and move on so you're not taking that same class again and again. Remember, everything's a step. Everything's a step. Even success. Remember, the competition is only with you, who you were last year, last week, an hour ago. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Don't wish you were more like someone else. That's a waste of energy. Maybe they didn't sign up for as difficult a course as you. Maybe they started out with more, up a level. Or maybe they just don't have as far to go. Or maybe you don't know what they've gone through. Who cares? Be so concerned with your own life school that you don't have time to judge them or compare yourselves to them. And when you catch a glimpse of what makes you envious, look at it differently. All you are seeing is evidence. Evidence that that good you desire exists. Evidence of love. Evidence of family, of financial success, of spiritual enlightenment, whatever it is. It's evidence. It is not something to be jealous of or covet. It is evidence that good things happen, and the more evidence you see, the more you can believe. And the more you believe, the more you are motivated. You are motivated to overcome. Because everything's a step. And you never know. You never know. Every time you take a step forward, upward, every time you dig a little deeper to release the binds that keep you from forward motion, every time there's the potential for huge elevation. People talk about awakening happening in an instant. It's as if you are walking along and all of a sudden something, whoosh, you're right up to the next level. Yeah, that can happen. That can happen. And it is wonderful and messy. It is like taking a summer intensive course instead of a whole semester. And sometimes it is necessary, but most of the time, our growth is steady. It is stepping upstairs at first, and as we get more attuned to it, it becomes more of a ramp, right? A little more gentle, but still requiring effort. This is life school. What do I learn? How do I grow? Embrace it. Be grateful for the things that forced you to stretch and grow. Be grateful for the conflict that made you rework your relationship, change your career, maybe change your life altogether. Be grateful for the asshole that made you realize, I don't need the approval of anyone other than me. Me. Can you live with you? Do you like who you are? And if not, what are you going to do about it? Not self-loathing, that doesn't help, right? Dredging over the D you made in that class is not going to make the grade any better. Decide, what could I have done differently? What will I do differently? Look yourself in the mirror and make yourself a promise. Today I change. And when you take the test again, you'll pass. Maybe you'll ace it. Maybe you'll do so much work on you that you can skip the test altogether and you get the extra credit. Great. Get the extra credit. Do it. Work through the thoughts. Work through your own resistance. Study. Study just like you would if you were taking organic chemistry. Study, learn, grow. And when you believe in you, you will level up. And if you're lucky, you get a pop quiz instead of a final exam, or maybe just the extra credit. Whatever you get, be grateful. Say, thank you, universe. Thank you for showing me the truth of who I am. Thank you for waking me up. Next time, I will listen harder. I will learn from the lecture in class instead of being hit over the head with a book. From the taps on the shoulder and the whispers instead of the rocks thrown at my head. When we recognize that everything we hear and see and do and experience and so on, that all of it is to teach us the truth of who we are. Enlightened beings in this machine, wearing this flesh suit, here to re-experience the truth of who we are. When we embrace it, it becomes increasingly more simple to navigate and so much more rewarding. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.
Hi, my name is Tessa. I've been a regular client of Jen's for over 4 years now. I found her at a point when I really needed her, when my life had hit rock bottom, which of course, as I realized later, was no coincidence. Her wisdom and support have been invaluable to me, and I honestly cannot even imagine what kind of life I'd have now, or the person I'd be now if I'd never met her. She's helped me learn how to rebuild in positive ways. Her guidance over the years has taught me how to live more purposefully and joyfully than I probably ever otherwise would have known how to do. She's helped me learn to see and understand the world and other people in new and more loving ways, and to also embrace and appreciate who I am. Jennifer's such a treasure, and I love knowing that others benefit from receiving her guidance as well. I recognize that this podcast and its messages may not be for everyone, but for many of us, probably those of you listening, I truly believe we're very fortunate and blessed to have a voice like Jennifer's that's available to us through this podcast, where we can access and listen to her encouraging messages anytime we want to. I know I do. I'd like to ask each and every one of you to please consider supporting it in any way you can, whether it's through financial contribution, spreading the word to others, providing positive reviews, or any other way you can give. Remember that every little bit counts. Thank you for listening to and supporting Jen, someone who I'm also very grateful to be able to call a dear friend. I owe her so much gratitude for making me a better person, mother, wife, and friend. Thank you.